بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمدا يوافي نعمه ويكافئ مزيدا. يا ربنا لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك ولعظيم سلطانك. سبحانك اللهم لا أحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ذو العزة والجبروت والملكوت والكبرياء والعظمة. وأشهد أن محمدا صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم عبده ورسوله، صفيه وخليله، حبيبه ومصطفاه، بلغ عن الله رسالاته ونصح له في بدياته، فجزاه الله خير ما جزى نبيا عن أمته. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. وبعد، الله سبحانه وتعالى has given us a lot of blessings and bounties. And the ability to speak is one of the biggest blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of that favor in the Quran, in Surah Al-Furqan, in Surah Al-Rahman, where he says, Ar-Rahman, allama al-Quran, khalaqa al-insana, allamahu al-bayan. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has created man and has taught him eloquent speech. Lack of speech and lack of the ability to speak is one sign of disability. And that's why Prophet Ibrahim alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salatu wa salam, when he wanted to prove to his people that what they are doing is wrong by worshipping idols, he broke all those idols. When they asked him why he did it and who did it, he said, ask the big idol. They said, how can we ask the idol? It can't speak. He took chance of that and said, then how can you worship something that can't even speak? It means it can do nothing for you. It can neither help you nor bring problems to you. Worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is capable of everything. Your Lord, unlike these idols, can speak and can give you whatever you want and save you from each and everything that you people fear. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam therefore has given an attentive care to speech. We have been asked to speak only that which is right. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida. O you who believe, be dutiful to your Lord and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always speak the truth. Be truthful. Say something which is right. That will earn you the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Mu'minun, when he gave the qualities and the attributes of the people of paradise, the mu'minun, the believers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Successful are the believers, the ones who perform salah, who observe salah with submissiveness and focus. They have khushu' in their salah. And after that, immediately, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّوِّ مُعْرِضُونَ. The real believers are the ones who turn away from any evil, false and vain talk. They speak that which is sensible. They speak that which is right. And they keep away from any vain talk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned their khushu' and their focus in salah. And immediately after that, he has mentioned that there are people who keep away from any vain talk. Why? Because when someone talks always and talks something that is not useful, his heart becomes hard. And when he has a hard heart, then he can't have khushu' in salah. But the believers, they keep away from all useless talk, then that they will have a clean heart, a very clean heart, and that one will enable them to have khushu' in salah. Therefore, it is a very good idea to keep away from all vain talk so as to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The machine for speech, therefore, and the tool which helps us to speak is the tongue. It is very small in size, but it causes great damages as well. The tongue is the only means through which we can express the thoughts that are in our hearts and in our minds. The good it causes carves on the tablets of time, and the bad it causes echoes through the airs. A person might say one good thing, people might repeat that he said for ages and ages, even after his death. And he might make one statement that is wrong, and people might repeat it ages and ages, even after his death. So the good it causes carves on the tablets of time, and the bad it causes echoes through the airs. Those who use this tongue wisely in constructive and useful talk and in doing good deeds, then they are worthy of salvation. People stumbling to the fire of hell due to their tongue's yields, and this tongue affects all the other parts of the body. That is why Rasulullah said, every morning all the other parts of the body speak to the tongue, saying, fear Allah. They are talking to the tongue, and they are saying, fear Allah, for we are all dependent on you. If you are upright, then we will be upright. And if you are corrupt, we are also going to be corrupt. That's why Rasulullah asked us in a lot of ahadith, in several narrations, to keep a watch over our tongue, to guard our tongues. He says, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, guard your tongues, stay in your homes, and weep over your sins always. Rasulullah is asking us to keep a watch over this part of our body, because it causes serious damages if we don't control it, if you don't supervise it, if you don't restrain it, then you will regret because of this part of your body. When Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu wa ardah came to the Prophet salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, he asked him, who is the best among the believers? Who is the best Muslim, the best mu'min? He is asking the best, because they always used to search and look for the best so that they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best possible way. They used to do good deeds, not only because of going to Jannah, but to earn something more than Jannah, that is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They wanted to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by doing the best, and not only by doing the good things. That is why Abu Musa al-Ash'ari is asking, who is the best among the Muslims? He wants to be that man. Rasulullah said, the best among the Muslimin, among the believers, among the Muslims, is the one who does not harm anyone with his tongue or with his hands. Harming someone with your hands is very clear. Everyone knows that. But sometimes harming with the tongue can be more serious and dangerous, more than even the hands. You may spread propaganda and bad things about someone. That one will tarnish his image. It will damage his reputation. And on top of that, it will anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why Rasulullah said, the best among the Muslims is the one who does not harm the Muslims with his tongue or with his hands. If you want to know how dangerous this part of your body is, listen to this hadith from Rasulullah. It causes calamities, this tongue. It can cause disasters without even your knowledge sometimes. Rasulullah said in a hadith narrated by Abu Huraira, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ رِضْوَانِ اللَّهِ لَا يُلْقِي لَهَا بَالَا. A servant of Allah might make a statement which he doesn't care about it. He doesn't think it's of great importance. He doesn't give any consideration to that statement which he's making. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with him because of that one statement. And he will raise him to the highest of ranks. Only one statement. You might see it's not of great importance. You might not give any consideration to that statement, but it will earn you the pleasure of Allah and the highest ranks in this world and in Akhirah. The companions came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and said, Ya Rasulullah, so and so always recites Surah Al-Ikhlas in every salah. In every salah, after reading Fatiha, he will read Surah Al-Ikhlas. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam summoned the man and asked him, why do you always recite Surah Al-Ikhlas in every salah? He made one statement. One statement only. He said, Ya Rasulullah, because I love that surah. That is why I read Surah Al-Ikhlas in every salah. Rasulullah ﷺ told him something which automatically he was not expecting. He said, then know from today that Allah loves you. If you read this surah because you love this surah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. And if Allah loves you and he is for you, who can be against you? And if you lose the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what will you gain? He made one statement which pleased Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the reward he got for that is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, someone might make a statement, one statement, which doesn't care about it, but it will earn him the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Only one statement. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam completes the hadith and says, وَإِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَتَكَلَّمُ بِالْكَلِمَةِ مِنْ سَخَطِ اللَّهِ. And a man might make a statement which will anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make Allah to throw him in the fire of Jahannam. Imagine that. Only one statement will destroy you. Ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, if you want to know how dangerous the tongue is and how one statement can destroy you, then read this hadith in Sahih Muslim narrated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said, one man said, Allah, by Allah, so and so will never be forgiven. He made one statement. He said, Allah will never forgive so and so. Rasulullah said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied and said, who is that one who is making an oath and saying that I will not forgive so and so? I have forgiven so and so and have nullified his deeds, the one who made that bad statement. His deeds were nullified because of one statement. He interfered with the powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He interfered with something that doesn't concern him at all. How can you say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive him? Are you the one who grants people forgiveness? Is hell and heaven in your hands? Then how can you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not forgive so and so? I have forgiven so and so and have nullified your deeds. Only one statement has destroyed him. How many statements do we make day and night without paying any attention with whatever we are saying? You may never realize how bad that word is, but the day you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you might realize that. You might live in this world with the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept you. He will be pleased with you. He will forgive you. But when you go and stand in front of Him on the day of judgment, you will realize that a statement you made in the world, in dunya, has earned you the anger of Allah. And today you will go to hell because of that one statement. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a hadith, إن أحدكم لا يتكلم بالكلمة من رضوان الله لا يلقي لها بالا. One among you might say one statement which he doesn't care about it. He just made the statement for the sake of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with him for that one statement till the day he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَيَرْضَى عَنْهُ رَبُّهُ إِلَى يَوْمِ يَلْقَاهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be pleased with him because of that one statement till the day he will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, one among you might make a statement which he doesn't care about it, but it will earn him the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ila yawmi yalqa, till the day he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might live with the hope of being pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You may think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may be angry with you for the sake of one statement you made which you never cared about it. One statement, imagine that. That's why Rasulullah asked us to guard our tongues, to keep a watch over the tongue. Never let it free. Be careful. It might destroy you without your knowledge. Ma'ad ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu wa arda says, one day I got a chance to be near Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I was closer to him. Then I asked him one question. Whenever they get a chance to be near Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they never used to waste that opportunity. They used to make the best out of it. And he asked him one question and he said, Ya Rasulullah, tell me about something that will entitle me to go to Jannah and be saved from the fire of hell. Good deeds that will take me to heaven and save me from hell. Rasulullah told him, Mu'adh, a lot of good deeds. He told him about the pillars of Islam. He told him about jihad. He told him about the prayer night, Salatul Layl. He told him about charity, sadaqah. But he warned him against one thing, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. After telling all those good deeds to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, Rasulullah asked Mu'adh one question and he said, should I not tell you the sheet anchor of all those things, O Mu'adh? Should I not tell you something that you should be careful of, O Mu'adh? You should be cautious about it. Only one thing. He said, yes, tell me, Ya Rasulullah. Rasulullah held his tongue and said, exercise restraint on it. Be careful about this one. Rasulullah was able to tell Mu'adh, be careful of your tongue. But he didn't do that. To show Mu'adh the intricacy and the complexity of the matter, he held the tongue, salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi, with his hand and said, be careful about this one. What do we understand by this? He told him about many good deeds, but he warned him against one thing. That is to say, this one thing can destroy all those good deeds if you are not careful, O Mu'adh. And that is nothing but this part of your body, this tongue. Be careful about it. It might destroy all your efforts for you for years and years. Be careful about it, O Mu'adh. Then Mu'adh asked Rasulullah a question and he said, Ya Rasulullah, will we be held accountable for what we speak? Will we be held accountable for whatever we say? Are we going to account for that as well? Rasulullah said, O Mu'adh, may your mother lose you. It's not a curse. He said, may your mother lose you. What makes people stumbling to the fire of hell on their faces other than the yields of their tongues? What makes people to go to hell apart from their tongues? It is dangerous, therefore. Be careful about it, O Mu'adh. Don't let it free. Hassan al-Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, a believer is the one who asks himself about each and every statement he makes. Why did I say that? What did I mean by that? Will that earn me the pleasure of Allah or the anger of Allah? What does that statement mean? A believer is the one who accounts for his deeds, for his words, and for each and everything he says before he reaches the day of Akhirah, before he stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam therefore warned Mu'adh, and the warning is not only for Mu'adh but for each and every one of his ummah, to be careful about the tongue. People may do a lot of good deeds and keep away from the big sins, They may keep away from drinking, committing zina, killing, cheating, and all those things. But they may not be careful about the sins of their tongue. Rasulullah said, "La yastaqimu imanu 'abdin hatta yastaqima qalbu." Look at this. The faith of a believer will not be complete till his heart becomes upright. If your heart is clean, if you have an upright heart, that is when you will have complete faith. And his heart will never be upright till his tongue becomes upright. That is the statement of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It will affect that tongue, will affect each and every part of your body. That is why your heart will not be upright unless you have a clean tongue, which you use it in the best way, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading Quran, and keep away from all vices, backbiting, tail carrying, slander, and all those things which have been prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whomever guards that which is between his jaws and that which is between his legs, then I guarantee him paradise. Whoever he is, if he is able to control that which is between his jaws, that is the tongue, and that which is between his legs, and that is the private part, then I will guarantee him paradise. If you are able to take care of those two parts of your body, then be ready for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And most of us fail to take care of those two parts of the body, especially the tongue. You speak day and night, forgetting that there are angels who record whatever you say. Those angels are there only to record what you say. مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. Whenever you want to make a statement, remember this verse. Whatever you say, whether good or bad, there are angels who are ready to record it. And you will see your record on the day of judgment, on the day of resurrection, when you stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are asked therefore to guard our tongue. Even if people commit crimes against us, even if they insult us, even if they abuse us, we should not answer them back with those bad words they said. We should not answer them the way they have abused us. We should guard our tongues. We should be careful. One day, Aisha radiallahu anha was with the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and the Jews came to him, salawatu rabbi wasalamu alayhi. You know, they always used to trouble the Prophet, the Jews. They always used to abuse him, salawatu rabbi wasalamu alayhi, insult him, tarnish his image, damage his reputation, say all bad things about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when they came to him, they said, assalamu alayka. They didn't say assalamu alayk. Assalamu alayka is known. It means peace be upon you. They said, assalamu alayka, may death and destruction be upon you. When Aisha heard that statement, she got very angry for the sake of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, because they are saying something bad to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. They are addressing him in a manner which he does not deserve, salawatu rabbi wasalamu alayhi. She got very angry. She lost her temper and said, wa alaykum. وَلَعْنَةُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَغَضَبُ عَلَيْكُمْ. And may death be upon you as well. May the curse of Allah and his anger be upon you as well. Rasulullah told Aisha, wait, oh Aisha. Mahlan ya Aisha, wait. Have kindness and mercy. Don't say that to them. She said, ya Rasulullah, haven't you heard what they said? He said, I heard. And I answered them, I said, wa alaykum, and be upon you as well. Whatever you said, be upon you too. If you said peace, be upon you as well. If you said something else, may it be upon you as well. I answered them, oh Aisha. Don't you know, oh Aisha, that if they curse me, Allah will never answer them, will never listen to them. But if I curse them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will listen to me. That is why I didn't curse them. I just said, wa alaykum, and that is it. I didn't cross the limits. And you should not do that, you should not cross the limits. Rasulullah is training Aisha and each and every person who gets to know of this narration not to say anything bad, even to the person who said something bad to you. That is why one day when Abu Bakr was Rasulullah, a man came to Abu Bakr and started abusing Abu Bakr. Abu Bakr didn't respond to the man. He didn't say anything to the man. He kept quiet. He maintained silence. That is what you should do. If there is something important to say, say it. If it is not there, then silence is preferable. You should be quiet. And that's what Rasulullah is teaching us. مَنْ كَانَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ فَلْيَقُلْ خَيْرًا أَوْ لِيَصْمُتْ. Whomsoever believes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the last day should say something good. If there is nothing good to say, then abstain from saying something bad. Be silent. If you have nothing good to say, then you have to keep quiet. That is better for you. When this man therefore came and he started abusing Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wa arda, Abu Bakr never answered him back. He never replied to the man. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sitting. Abu Bakr started answering the man back. It was unbearable for him. He's a human being. He couldn't bear all those insults and abuses. So he started answering back the man. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stood up and left. Abu Bakr followed him. He said, Ya Rasulullah, did I do anything which irritated you? Did I do anything which you didn't like? When the man was abusing me, you were seated. You didn't move. But when I started defending myself, you left. Then did I do something which displeased you? He said, Ya Abu Bakr, when the man was saying all those bad things to you, there was an angel who was there defending you and belying him. Whatever he says, the angel was saying, you are a liar. Abu Bakr is not like that. But when you started defending yourself, Shaitan came to the place, and I will not stay in a place where Shaitan has come. The devil has come. The Prophet left. What is the lesson? If someone starts even saying something bad to you, you should not reply him with the same tone. You should not say the same thing to him. Instead, you should have the quality of the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he described in the Quran the attributes, the qualities of the people, of the people of faith, the believers, he said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنَا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are those ones who, when they are walking on the earth, they are very polite, they are humble, then they don't have any pride in themselves. They are humble and polite. They have no arrogance. And when the ignorant people, when the bad people, the mischievous ones, when they say something to them, their reply is only one. Salama, peace be unto you. We are not going to mingle with you people. We are not going to mix with you people. We are not going to answer you. Peace be unto you. Salama. And they live. They don't abuse them the way they were abused. They live. In another surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the same thing about the believers. وَإِذَا سَمِعُوا اللَّغْوَ أَعْرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَقَالُوا لَنَا أَعْمَالُنَا وَلَكُمْ أَعْمَالُكُمْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ لَا نَبْتَغِي الْجَاهِلِينَ. The true believers are those ones when they get to hear vain talk, useless talk, they leave, they turn away. They leave the place, they don't stay there. And they tell those ignorant ones, Salamun alaykum, may peace be unto you. La nabtaghi al-jahileen. We don't want to mix with those ones who are ignorant and waste their time in saying that which is not important. They keep away from that. They are there to guard their tongues. They don't say anything bad. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is enough to make them refrain from anything which will anger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is how the believers, the true servants of Allah, the anbiya, the prophets of Allah, the companions, and the pioneers of this faith, that is how they were, all of them. They always used to think about their tongue and guard the tongue. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wa arda used to hold his tongue and say, this will lead me astray if I am not careful. Who is making this statement? Who is fearing his tongue? Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu wa arda. The one who was told by Rasulullah, oh, Abu Bakr, you will enter paradise from all the 8 doors of paradise. Abu Bakr, the best of mankind after all the prophets. Abu Bakr, the most elevated of mankind after all the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is making this statement. He is fearing his tongue. He is saying, it will lead me astray if I am not careful. Is that the way you fear your tongue? Is that how you guard your tongue? Do you ponder over whatever you want to say before you say it? Do you think before talking? Ibn Buraydi says, I saw Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu arda talking to his tongue. He's talking to his tongue, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu. What is he saying? He's saying, say something good, you will be rewarded. Or be silent, you will be saved. If you don't do either of them, then you are going to regret. And that is the reality. You want to get rewards? Say something good. You want to be saved? Keep silence. That is it. That is the same thing Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma is saying. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu used to swear by Allah, saying, by Allah, there is nothing that deserves life imprisonment more than one's tongue. If there is something that deserves life imprisonment, which you should always restrain, then it is your tongue. It is your tongue. It deserves life imprisonment. If you don't do that, it is going to lead you to a path which you will not be pleased with. The results will not please you if you are not careful. That is why they used to ponder over everything. One of them says, I have never said for a period of 30 years, I have never said for a period of 30 years anything which I needed to apologize for. Imagine, for a period of 30 years, he didn't say anything which he needs to apologize for, which means 30 years he never said anything wrong. One among them, among the pioneers of this faith, the Salaf, he died, and his dear friend saw him in a dream. He said, tell me, what did you face? How are you doing? He said, I was held accountable for one statement I made one day in this life. One statement. What is that? He said, I said one day, people really need rain a lot. It was a dry season. We were in a dry season, and I said, people really need rain a lot. They need rain. That is the only statement I said, and I was held accountable for it, and I was asked, who are you to decide what people need and when they need it? Who are you to decide that? Who are you to say that? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows how he should maintain the world which he has created. Then who are you to say what people need and when they need it? I was asked that question, and I was held accountable for only that word. Imagine that. How many statements do we make in 24 hours, day and night, 7 days a week? How many statements do we make? If you are asked about what you made yesterday, what you said yesterday, you might forget, you don't even remember. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgets nothing. And each and everything is recorded in your books of your deeds. You will face that. Be careful. The good idea, therefore, is to be careful. Is to take care, and utmost care for that matter, before you regret. Before you regret, you should take care. Prophet Isa alayhi wa ala nabiyyina salatu wa salam was with his disciples one day. He was with his students. And as they were seated in that place, he had many miracles, Prophet Isa, you know, explained well in the Quran. A pig passed by them. Prophet Isa addressed the pig, spoke to it and said, oh pig, pass peacefully, go unharmed. He addressed it with respect. And the disciples asked him, do you say that to a pig? Do you speak so respectfully even to a pig? Look at the answer Prophet Isa gave alayhi wa alayhi salatu wasalam. He wants to teach them a lesson. And he wants to teach a lesson to each and every believer. And the lesson is, take control of your tongue always. Be careful. He said, I am making such a statement to a pig because I don't want my tongue to get used to bad words, whomever I am speaking to. I don't want to say anything bad, even to a pig. Because he has been asked to abstain from that by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is maintaining that. When Sufyan ibn Abdullah al-Bajali came to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked him one question. He said, Ya Rasulullah, I want to seek from you an advice which I will not seek from anyone after you. Only one advice. I will not ask about that anyone after you. Tell me one advice which will be of use to me, and I will not seek it from anyone after you. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, say, I believe in Allah, and be firm on that. Be steadfast on that. Maintain that path. Say, I believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and maintain it. Sufyan ibn Abdullah then asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam another question, and he said, O Messenger of Allah, is there anything that you fear me for? Is there anything you could warn me against? Is there anything that is dangerous which I should keep away from? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held his tongue and said, this one. If there is anything you should be careful about, then it is your own tongue, O Sufyan. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him what will save him, and he told him that which will destroy him, so that he can take the right path and be careful. That is how dangerous this part of our body is, if you don't know. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma gave some pieces of advice for those who want to guard their tongue. How can you do that? The first advice Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma gives is, he says, don't talk about anything which doesn't concern you. Don't indulge in those things which are of no use to you. Don't talk about anything which never concerns you. It is trivial for you, and you might sin because of it. That is one way in which you can guard your tongue. Anything which doesn't concern you, don't try to know it. Don't inquire about it. Don't talk about it, because it doesn't concern you at all. The second advice Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu gives is, mention your brother. Whenever you are talking about someone, mention him in a way which you would like to be mentioned. You like to be mentioned in a good way, mention your brother in a good way as well. Say something good about your brother always. And never allow to say something bad about your brother, and do not allow anyone else to say something bad about your Muslim brother when you are there. You have to oppose it. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, whomever defends his Muslim brother and prevents anything bad to be said from him in his absence, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save him the fire of hell. Then mention your brother the way you like to be mentioned. And forgive others for that which you would like to be forgiven for. If you like people to forgive you, then forgive others as well. The third advice Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma gives is, always act and talk, knowing that you are going to be rewarded for your good words and deeds, and you are going to be held accountable for all the bad talks and deeds which you make. Then a Muslim cannot accomplish these qualities if he doesn't restrain his tongue, curbing it firmly where silence is needed, and using it for fruitful speech. The tongue is like a dagger with two blades. It's like a dagger with two blades. For the wise people, it's an instrument of good and a fairy of salvation. And for the snobby fool ones who don't take care of their tongue, then it is going to be an instrument of destruction. It is like a scorpion holding to the flesh of its prey and stinging it wickedly. Be careful of your tongue always. Remember the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu and the advice he gave to Mu'adh, exercise restraint on it. Would you like to go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment and to know that you were destroyed by one statement which you made in the world? You don't like that. Everyone wants to earn the pleasure of Allah on that big day. Then remember the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, exercise restraint on your tongue. And with that we conclude our talk. Whatever I've said right is because of the guidance and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and not because of my knowledge and power. And whatever I have said wrong is from myself and shaitan. Allah and His Messenger are far away from that. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَنْ أُخَالِفَكُمْ إِلَى مَا أَنْهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ إِنْ أُرِيدُ إِلَّا الْإِصْلَاحَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُ وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ أُحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ لَعَلِّي أَنْ أَنَالَ بِهِمْ شَفَاعَةً وَأَكْرَهُ مَنْ تِجَارَتُهُ الْمَعَاصِي وَلَوْ كُنَّا سَوَاءً فِي الْبِضَاعَةِ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا ذُنُوبَنَا وَإِسْرَافَنَا فِي أَمْرِنَا وَثَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَنَا يَا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ اللَّهُمَّ اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِوَالِدِينَا وَلِوَالِدِ وَالِدِينَا يَا حَيُّ يَا قَيُّومُ وَصَلِّ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَصَحْبِهِ وَآلِهِ وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ and thank you for following.